Hello, friends.
It is I, your dear friend, Willie B, back again with more hysterical Greek literature, because it's fun. So, the story I want to read is 10 pages long. I am a stubborn girl. Who's going? Who's going to attempt to? Attempt to and probably fail. Okay, all right. It's fine. I'm okay. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you. Oh dear. Alright, I'm gonna attempt to and probably fail to read all 10 pages. So with that in mind, I'm not gonna wait 5 minutes like I usually do. I will wait 3 before I start to read. Okay? Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. Oh man, I already regret this because I'm a stubborn bitch. So I will have to read all 10 pages. Oh. Oh dear. On the plus side, we get to learn about Heracles. I'm okay. Learn about Heracles, you know. Oh dear, I have regrets. I'm okay. Jesus. I don't do these things to myself. I mean, it's because it's fun, but still. Fuck. Jesus. Okay. Why do I make things hard for myself? Because it's fun. Why is it fun? I don't fucking know. Okay. Oh dear. Okay, I'm gonna start reading now. Okay. And I am making this as hard as my possible. Because. Okay. Heracles sailed from Nauplia. In the Argos, with 9 companions, amongst whom were 2 young heroes named Phileus and Telamon, who were both to win great fame in days to come. After several adventures on the way, they came into the Black Sea and arrived in the land of the Amazons. They prepared for war, but to their surprise, Queen Hippolyta came down to the harbor to visit them in a friendly manner. And even offered to give Heracles the belt as soon as he explained why he had come. But Hera, who had an eye on what Heracles was doing, felt this was too easy a victory for him, so she disguised She disguised herself as an Amazon warrior and went hastening to the fortified citadel. Amazon, come swift be. I wish, she cried. There is a ship. There's a ship in the harbor filled with men, wild pirates, who have captured our queen and will carry her off to sell as a slave. In research. Troy. The Amazons needed no second summons. Out they came like bees when their hive is disturbed and the fierce cries rush to the shore. And attacked Heracles and his companion. Oh man. Terrible was the Terrible was the battle that followed. Great were the deeds done that day by Peleus and Telamon. But it was Heracles with his unerring arrows who slew the leaders of the Amazon. And at length captured Melanippe, the queen's favorite sister, when he threatened to kill her unless they gave him the girdle and had said, well, since they obeyed Hippolyta and rushed back to their city. On the way to sorrow, where Heracles set sail for Greece in triumph, oh my goodness. On the return journey, as they sailed down the coast of Troy, on a strange adventure befell them. As they passed near a pleasant inlet of the sea, the sound of weeping came to their ears, following the voice, then rolling gently round as the girl came to a rock by the side of the water. Just as Perseus had found Andromeda many years before, holding the ship close by. Oh God, Heracles spoke to her. Maiden, said he, who are you and why are you chained here? Alas, she sobbed, I hang here awaiting a terrible fate, through no fault of my own. I am called Hesion, and my father is Lamedon, the king of Troy. It is said that the great immortals, Poseidon and Apollo, came to him by the will of Zeus. As workmen, and with their own hands, built the walls of Troy's city, which is called Aeon after Aeus, his father, the son of Tros, Dardanus' grandson. King Lamedon swore to pay them well, but when the work was done, he broke his oath, refusing to pay anything, and threatening to sell his two workmen as slaves after cutting off their ears if they did not immediately depart from Troy. The two immortals revealed themselves, and in their anger, Apollo sent a pestilence which has devastated the country. Poseidon sent a sea serpent which comes at high tide to prey upon the people. Salamodon has bound me here as an offering, for he hopes that my life will buy Poseidon's forgiveness. Noble sir, you seem a mighty man, skilled in arms. I beg you to save me from the serpent, for very soon he will come. Good for him. Then Heracles beached his ship, and on the shore King Lamedon met him. What will you give me if I kill this monster and save your daughter in your land? If you save my daughter, you may have her as your wife, answered Lamedon. And if you kill the monster, I'll give you the magic horses which Zeus gave to my grandfather when he took Ganymede to Olympus. Now Ganymede was a handsome young prince of Troy. Zeus had chosen to be to the immortal and assist his daughter in waiting on them as they feasted in golden Olympus. So he sent a great eagle to carry Ganymede up to heaven, and he gave chosen his name two magic horses which could run over the sea and stand in corn as swiftly and lightly as the wind. Oh God. Heracles. God, there's so much left. Heracles agreed to this. And while the Trojans had built him a low wall by the seashore, he crouched down behind it to lie in wait for the monster. Scarcely was he ready when far out to sea, he saw a line of white foam and heard a strange roaring which drew nearer and nearer. Then he saw the monster itself, its eyes flashing and flickering beneath the grey film of its eyelids, and its three rows of mighty teeth gleaming in its huge mouth. It came with head and neck raised above the water and the coiled with its scaly body. He lay behind the wall until the great sea serpent reared up its head upon the shore, roaring and hissing with rage. Then, as he shrieked with terror, and as this was gone. As the serpent turned to seize her, Heracles jumped up on the wall with a river's war cry and began losing sight. And as the creature
different kind of the normal kind of mountain. Mine's the raindrops and Peter and Turkey says. Oh, yes. See, he kisses the arrow. Oh, fuck. Dropped his bow and helped the monster with great box and Peter and turned away from his green maiden and came towards him. Roaring with rage, its mouth wide open. And Heracles cried to Zeus for help and drawing his sword, left straight into the serpent's mouth, just avoiding the 2 year olds of rage and sharp teeth, and charged down his throat, hacking anyone with his sword. The serpent screamed horribly, but not all the watch of the ocean cried in love and terror and pity. It closed its jaws and floated down under the waves, but they saw its great coils lay twisting and writhing beneath the water, and before long it lay down on the sand. And the water was suddenly red with blood, and it bubbled above the corpse, and Heracles rose to the surface, gasping for breath, having caught his way to the serpent's side. Telamon and Peleus cheered loudly and guided the ship quickly towards him. He clambered on board, and they rowed to the rock where Hesione was still tied and cut her bonds. Then they brought her to the shore, and King Lamedon met them already, planning to... treachery. Oh, fuck. In his evil heart. Oh, God. Oh, my God, I'm on fire. Come to my city. Come to my city. He said, so that we may feast after this mighty exploit, then you may rest safely and sail away tomorrow carrying my daughter and the magic horses. But he intended to murder them all night as they slept. Heracles, though he suspected nothing, replied, I cannot stay now, King Lamedon, for my labors must be accomplished, but I will return to claim my reward. Never fear, so keep the horses safely for me and keep my bride to be also. Then he set sail. Oh, God. And after several more adventures, arrived safely at Tiryns, where Eurystheus received the belt of the emblem queen for his daughter and sent Heracles straight out again, this time to fetch back without either asking or paying for them the cattle of Geryon, who was said to be the strongest man in the world. This ogre had been born with 3 heads, 6 arms and hands, but only 1 body from the waist downwards. He lived on the mysterious island of Erythea in the Atlantic Ocean beyond the Straits of Gibraltar. Okay, Heracles set out on this expedition alone and journeyed overland through Italy, France, and Spain, slaying many wild beasts and other monsters on his way until he came to the strait separating Europe from Africa. Geography in ancient Greece. Isn't that fun? Here he set up 2 great stone pillars, one at Gibraltar and the other at Ceuta, and the streets were called the streets were called the Pillars of Heracles by the Romans in consequence. Romans? Greeks? Whatever. As he labored to raise the pillar on the African coast, the heat was terrific, and Heracles crazed. We're almost there. No, we're not. By the sun's tropical glare, set narrow to his bow, and loosened all the strength and duration of his sun chariot, with which Titan Helios was at that moment bringing down towards the West Ocean. Helios was so tickled by the audacity of the struggling mortal that he not only failed his beams immediately, but then Heracles, his magic goblet of pure gold shaped like a giant water lily. In this, Heracles crossed the island of Erythea using his lion skin as a sail. On reaching the shore, his first care was to moor his strange boat in a concealed inlet. Then he climbed a hill on the center of the island. To spy out the land, he had scarcely reached the summit when a great dog came rushing at him open mouthed. Oh, a dog, only to meet his end from a single blow of the deadly club. As he descended in the direction of the pastures, where he could see, the beautiful red cattle grazing. Heracles was attacked by the herdsman, whom he also killed. All right, Heracles, calm yourself. But after a fierce fight, Heracles then drove the cattle towards the shore, but before he reached it, the ogre Geryon came rushing towards him, brandishing various weapons in his huge 6 hands. And shouting threats of terrible vengeance, Heracles knew that he was no match for so powerful a monster. If they came to hand grips, so quick as thought, he discharged 3 arrows and one after the other, one through each of the ogre's 3 throats, and that was the end of him. Then he drove the cattle into the magic goblet, sailed back to Spain, and having returned to strange vessel to Helios with many thanks, began the weary, weary task. Oh my god, of driving the herd over them all the way back to Greece. Okay, Heracles. On the way, many adventures befell him. Once in the south of France, near where Mycenae stands, he was attacked by a large army of warlike natives. He fought and fought until his arrows were spent. And that is, I am sweating. And then it seemed that his end had come, for the ground was soft, with not a stone in sight. In despair, Heracles prayed to Zeus, who took pity on him and rained down stones from above, supplying with ammunition. That great plain, covered with smooth round stones, can be seen to this very day. On another occasion, 3 pages left. On another occasion,
hills where now stands the city of Rome. He did not know that a fire-breathing troll called Cacus lived in a huge cave under Mount Aventine, nor did he realize in the morning that this creature had come down during the night and stolen several of the cattle from Cacus. It carefully plotted out the footmarks, and the mouth of his cave was hidden by a great door of solid rock which slid down in growth. Who had a calf and left the calf with the herd. Hercules at once counted the cattle, found that some were missing, and set out to deal with the thief. Before long, he discovered the dwarf coming to Cacus, realizing that he was discovered broke the chain of bones and the wood of raisins, and even could. Even Heracles could not lift the enormous block of stone and slide it up its grooves. So three times Heracles drove to stir it, and three times drew back, letting his teeth with trees, but actually did attempt to cut. As Cacus laughed triumphantly with him, Heracles saw that there was a crack in the hillside above. Okay, he climbed up to it, set his heels nicely on his back against the hill itself, and pushed with all his might. Then the crack slowly widened to them with a sudden roar. The whole side of the hill slid away, and a great mass of rock went crushing down into the river at the foot. But Heracles landed on the floor of the cavern, which was now open to the light of day for the first time, and rushed to attack Cacus. Troll immediately. I did not come this far to lose. The troll immediately filled the hollow with smoke, which he belched out of his mouth, but Heracles plunged violently into the thick of it, guided by the flames of Cacus's breathing and caught him by the throat. Very soon, the fight was over, and Heracles, my body is on fire. Singed and choking from the smoke, dragged the troll's body out into the open. Then he gathered the missing castle and continued on his way. One more strange adventure. A more strange adventure befell him as he drew near to the north of Greece, where Hera sent a giant gadfly, which stung the cattle and scattered them far and wide. Heracles pursued them relentlessly, and at length, having retrieved nearly all of them, he lay down to rest in a cave somewhere in the hill of the country now called Bulgaria on the west coast of the Black Sea. Oh my god, I'm sweating. It was cold and stormy, and Heracles slept long and heavily after his laborious search for the cattle, but in the morning he found that the horses which drew his chariot had mysteriously disappeared. In a great hurry, he wandered far and wide until at length he came to another cave, in which he found a mysterious creature. She was like a woman from the waist upward, but all that was a scaly snake. He looked at her in wonder, and asked, nevertheless, "Strange maiden, have you seen my horses?" "Yes," she replied, "for it was I who took them in when they strayed this way, but I will never give them up. I will never give them up to you unless you wed me according to the custom of this country. Here we are married when you have kissed twice, and the marriage lasts only for as long as you both wish it." There was no help for it, so Heracles kissed the snake maiden three times and lodged in her cave for 3 days. At the end of that time, she gave him back his horses, and before leaving, he strung the spare bow which he carried with him and gave it to her, saying, "Lady, I prophesy thee. You will have three sons, that the one who can draw this bow as I do come and seek me if he wishes for assistance in winning his fortune, but if he does not come, then let him and no other rule over this land after you." And Heracles set out once more, and this time reached Greece safely with the cattle. But as he was crossing the Isthmus of Corinth, a giant bandit who had taken possession of the place and stopped all travelers to rob or kill them held him up. "Hand all those cattle over to me," he cried, "and you shall pass in safety." "Never," replied Heracles briefly. Then the bandit picked up a huge rock and hurled it at him. Heracles the great whirling mass, picking it up, flung it back with such good aim that the bandit again never molested travelers. So Heracles came to Tiryns and held it over the cattle called Eurystheus. "Now," he cried, "I have accomplished 10 labors which you set me, and spent more than 8 years of my life in doing so. I may go free." "Not so," answered Eurystheus, "for you know the two of the labors did not count. Aeolus helped you to kill Xenia and Hydra, and you cleaned the Augean stables for hire, so Hera commands you to perform 2 further labors. Go now and bring back 3 golden apples from the garden of Hesperides." Once again, Hercules bowed to his fate, and with a weary sigh, turned his back on Tiryns. More. Oh.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I believe I'll go have a nap. I hope you enjoyed learning about Heracles. Think about the Greek myths, right? That's why when I was a kid, I loved them. And I'm like, heroes, heroes, heroes. Now I'm like, that poor man was just trying to do his job. What'd you have to kill him for, Heracles? Even the man with six hands, he was happy on his own until you came and killed him and stole his cows. Who's the real monster? Anywho, good job, team. Oh man, I'm fucked.